Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim on Sefer Mishle, Rabbi Toilas, Rabbi Moshe Zatzal. It says in the Pasuk, in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Da'al, says the Psoim Orma, to give the fools cleverness. The Gor, the Psoim Orma, Kisug Achoch Menechlek Lekam Mine Protein. The categories of wisdom are broken up into various details. There's a chacham, it's wise, and there's an arm, it's a clever man. Chacham is somebody who learned and accepted and knows a lot. And an arm is somebody who knows to be mefata, to be seductive, and to say sweet and good things. And this should be a special schus for Yochevet Fega Bas Michal Yudis Basio. The oven Tomen Belibo, but he has sin in his heart, he's hiding sin. Somebody who recognizes and understands this is called an Olam. Zel Losses the Psaim, Mishu Kalas Batlas. It means the gift of Psaim, somebody who's foolish, somebody who is easy to seduce, somebody who's vulnerable to seduction, Mishu Kalas Batlas. So Mach Meshu Tom, because he's a Tom. Because he's a simple man, and he doesn't know this to be conniving. Through this, he's going to be clever. I'm wisdom. I dwelled with cleverness. And he's understand the pituim of the Eitzar. So Torah gives the person this who doesn't understand pituim. It helps him understand. It helps him be clever. And chap what the Eitzahar is trying to do. So Olma is a koach miyuchad b'chalot ha-chachma ala adam. It's a special koach in the chalais chachma on a person. Nachash hay olay mikol chayis ha-shayis ha-sada. The Nachash was more clever than all the animals of the field. Yad ha-agam yoynesan, v'chiv yahav ha-chakim, the snake was smart. Arum, somebody who's an Arum, ain lo levushim. He doesn't have levushim. He doesn't have clothing. That's an arum, is a naked person. Somebody who has levushim can't be mizgala, can't reveal himself with a different levush. An arum, a naked person, can put on himself any garment he wants. He can be mizgala, it's a dvorim, but levush acher, he can reveal things in a different levush that they didn't have to appear as, not necessarily in a negative way. We have in Tumura Chav Dalet on the base, Kates of Marinim. That's the active part of cleverness, revealing things in a specific levush, in a specific in clothing, in a specific revelation. The passive part of Orma stands opposite the revelation of the things. An Arum is somebody who's toifes is a dover of marumav. He grabs things in their nakedness as they are, and not through the levush. So on one hand, he can appear, the arum can appear in any levush, and he also can chap things as they are without a levush. Again, arum is naked and clever, so he sees things as they are. Yevshal leharim alav, you can't be oved alav, you can't mislead him and reveal him in only in one levush. He sees things as they are. These are the two tzadim of Olma, being able to reveal things in various levushim, and being able to see things as they are without the levush. The person opposite in Arum is a Pesi. Later on in Mishle, we have 14:15, Pesi Yamin L'chol Dovo. What does it mean, Pesi Yamin L'chol Dovo? Adam kaze mekabel et kol ma shemosrim lo. Whatever they tell him, that's what he receives. Because his ikur tfis is the malbushim, so ever it's revealed to him, that's how he understands it. He's not able to get beneath the surface. Malbushim shel adavar yesh shlita muchletet lamoseret hadvarim al mekablam. If you give things over in the levush and the person's a pesi, so the person who's giving it over has a shlita, has a power over the person he's giving it to, because the levushim you can give over in a way that's very, very receptive to it. A pesi is not a shaita; he's a bar das. Just his tfisa is not the mehusa dover, but rather b'tzurasoy hachitzonis. His tfisa is not in the essence of the matter, but in his external form. Edus Hashem ne'amona machkima aspesi. The edus of Hashem is faithful. The testimony of God is faithful, and it makes a foolish man wise. Edus Hashem is true ne'amonus. Edus Hashem ne'amona. The edus of Hashem is ne'amon, is true ne'amonus, is faithful. Edus misira ne'amana shel advarim kamo shehem. Edus is giving things over as they are. After the pesi is oisek, and this edus ne'amona, now he's mufka, he's removed from the situation of only understanding things with their levush, with the external and clothing, and he is no longer in a matzav of yamin v'choldover, that he believes everything, but rather he sees things as they are. That's the pesi. After the edus Hashem ne'amona, after the proper mesira of things as they are, this pesi, who usually sees things in their levush as they are, as they externally appear, becomes a chacham and sees things in a more correct form. The possibility to see things as they are, or in clothing, in their levush, is in the soul. B'koach ha-sechel v'koach ha-dimyon. It's in the one's intellect and in one's imagination. Koach ha-dimyon, ha-makom bo efshar limsor l'adam dvarim anugdim et ha-sechel v'af apichein hu-mekablam. The koach ha-dimyon is the place where you can give things over that are against the sechel, and nevertheless, the person is mekabel. Koach ha-dimyon is you give things over, it doesn't work with the sechel, and still the person's mekabel them because of his dimyon. In the Sforno, Anochash Aron Mikol Chayot HaSadeh, Kvar Amru Chazal, Sheya Samael Rochev Alav. It says that Samael, this evil angel, the Satan, was riding on the Nochash, Hu HaKoach HaMitave, and that's the Koach HaMisave, HaMachti, Yas Zeh Be'emsos HaKoach HaMitave, HaMovil Elav Dumyoyne HaTanugim HaChomrim, HaMate Miderich HaShlemus, HaMachuven Me'es HaKel Yizborach. And this Koach HaMisave, that's Machti, is going to do this with the Koach HaMidame, that brings all these Dimyoni Tanugim Chomrim, all these imaginations of physical pleasures that make a person veer from the Shlemus that is directed from Hashem. Ki Omnam HaKoach HaMisave Im Dimyoni HaTanugim HaMuvilim Elavheim Mitsuyim LeKoachos HaGashmios HaPoilos Umachtiim Kavonis V'Rotzim HaKel Yizborach. This koach ha-mis'aveh, that a person has desires, all his imaginations and tanugim are part of a person's gashmius, and they are against, they make a person sin against God, go against what God wants, unless the koach ha-sichli gets up in his mocha. Like Chazal say, Eina b'liba sirsure dechato, that the eyes and the heart are the sirsurim, are the agents of sin. Asher azeh hishir ba'omro v'lo sesuru acharei levavchem v'acharei inechem. And that's the warning in the pasuk, that one should not veer after one's heart and one's eyes. Hayorei mikol chayos hasadeh ki hakoach hadimyoni hamoivil tmunos hatanugim. This koach dimyoni that gives pictures of all these desires that the koach ha-mis'ave want is very strong in a person more than it is in other Baalei Chaim, called Godel Mechaver Yitzro Godel Emen. There's all this Sforno talking. V'yoymir al ha'isha kisich la'achol shesatzel me'ezboinen. He says to the woman who has this weak seichel and isn't miskaimim, doesn't go up against the dimyon. In other words, a person has to use his seichel to fight the imagination, which gives him all of these pictures of what is, of pleasures, of sinful pleasures, and the seichel has to be miskoimim against that, fight against that, and tell the person the truth. B'tziras koach ha-medame ki omnam af ki amar lokim, and the koach ha-medame told her that even though God said af bish amar lokim lo yisoich lumeitz das, don't eat from the tree of knowledge, pentamusim lest you'll die, mikol makom lo yis'ameis zeh, nevertheless this is not truthful. Even though God said, don't eat lest you die, don't believe him. And the Nachash was imagination. Hiskul lasim suffix, without putting a suffix in this. Hina isha besichla acholash amr, the woman with a weak seichel said, Mipri etz hagan noicha. Ve'ein lanu tzorich likanetz b'sakanat achilat etz she'akelik barach amal lanu she'bo'ochleinu mimenu namus. The woman with her weak seichel said that this priya eats from the priya tzagan will eat, and we don't have to worry about sakanas achilas eats that God told us not to eat, lest we'll die. Amna medimin es chazak v'yachas kinu v'shek achas shom lakel yitzboch v'tzir she'osav osav pri v'yishlo yasigu bo tu'elas le'os kelekin. And the dimyon made sheker, it lied, in kinu, and it was mitzayel she'osav osav ha'pri v'yishlo yasigu bo tu'elas le'os kelekin v'yishlo yisaviv mavis klal. So the Dimyon said, no, God's lying to you, you're not going to die. He just doesn't want you to be like him. So you see this notion, also we see this in the Moire, in Chelek Aleph, in Perek Pei Beis, that the sinner was the Dimyon. Now the Dimyon, that's really the story of all of our affairs. That the Dimyon is telling you, Azelech HaSipurim, the Dimyon is telling you these stories of, oh, you don't worry about it, everything will be good, you'll sin, you'll be fine, it'll be good for you, Adarab, it'll be better for you if you sin. If you don't sin, it won't be good for you. If you do sin, it'll be terrific. So that's all Dimyon Kozov. Rambam Magdir, in the first parak of Shemayna Prakim, Eskoich HaSeichel v'Eskoich HaDimyon, V'Shneem Hochem B'Kivun Afuch Zem Izeh. The Rambam is Mitzayer, the power of the imagination and the power of the intellect, and they are going in opposite directions. And he's marich in this in Mar Nevuchim in Chelek Aleph Osayin Gimel Perak Ayin Gimel. So that's the war between the Seichel, which tells you the Emes, and the Dimyon, which leads you on all these wild goose chases looking after Hanaos that never really satisfy you anyway. השכל מחזיק אצלו רק את השמיעה של הדברים ולא את תמונתם. בשכל נמצא הכל של תפיסת הדברים כמו שהם, אך תפיסתו היא תפיסה תאורה של תוכן הדברים שאינה משאירה אותם בנפש. הדמיון הוא הנותן הכוח, או הכוח הנותן אפשרות לעלות ציור כל דבר שנקלט פעם על ידי השכל. ההבנה התאורה של השכל מצד עצמה הייתה נעלמת מיד לאחר שהדבר הנתפס עצמו היה נעלם. הידי כוח הדמיון נותר רישומם של הדברים אצל האדם. זהו מה שמבואר בארי, בעץ חיים, כי הדמיון כלי השכל. The sechel is machzik not the picture of things, but the hearing. In other words, the meaning. That's what sechel. Sechel is the deeper meaning. You see things as they are. But that's the teuchen, and that doesn't leave a room in the person's soul. Dimyon is the tzir. That's why people like stories, because stories appeal to the imagination. Whereas the lesson of the story, that's the secha. People don't always hold with the lesson. They remember the story a lot better than the lesson. Because the dimyon has a much more powerful koach in our soul, because that's tziur adavar. The pure havana of the secha mitzad atzmo would disappear after hadavar hanitvas atzmo haya ne'elam. After it disappears. But through the Koyach HaDimyon, you remember. And that's what it means. Dimyon's Kli HaSeichel. In other words, the Dimyon, with your imagination, you're able to remember to Kli for what you understood for your Seichel. So it turns out that these two Koyachos are helping each other. Dimyon, She'eino Mevukar Klal Al-Yadei HaSeichel, Harei Hu Shigaon. If you just have imagination, then a person's crazy. Needs to go on medication and have a serious psychiatric care. A seichel that has no kli kibbul shel dimyon, hare she'ein lo achiza etzel ha'adam. A seichel that has no kli kibbul of dimyon has no achiza by a person. A seichel that doesn't have dimyon doesn't stay with you. That's why you need the dimyon to hold on to it, as we said earlier. But the whole makom of dimyon is only b'tor kli. Alav chala seichel. If you just have dimyon, it's dangerous. You need the dimyon and the seichel together. And the problem with people זה הרצון מפעיל את הדמיון מעבר למקומו ככלי לקבלת השכל ויוצר תמונה מעוותת את הכופר לשכל את מהלך הדמיון המעפיל דרכה. When the dimion is in charge of the seichel, then we're in big trouble. The seichel is truth. It's truth. A person has to act al pi seichel. If its seichel is completely pure, seichel is the koach haneshama, as we see in the Maharal and the Gro, neshama shenesat v'tohari, that's pure. So then you're on the right road if you run with the seichel, with the pure seichel, with the neshama. But the problem is that people have dimion, and that darkens their truth. The dimion is the narratic of the seichel. Haseichel shemen al yonin mitzev olam azay day dimayon. Derech ha-dimayon, haseichel mitlabesh b'inyanei ha-olam. Ha-dimayon mishamer et tmunot avar, ועידי כך יוצר מערכת שלמה מכל הדברים שנראו ונתפסו בזה אחר זה. כל אפשרות של תפיסת מהלך הדברים היא רק על ידי הדמיון שמצרף מה שהיה למה שהווה. The מהלך הדברים is only through dimion. That's מצרף what was with what is. Because what dimyon does is it preserves the pictures of the past, and therefore it creates a whole system of understanding the world as we see it, as it saw it in the past, and now it's able to understand the present because of the experience of the past. And therefore we see in the Rambam, שאפשר לדי דמיון לעלות בנפש תמונות של דברים שלא ימרו בנו, like in having your dimyon, pictures of things that never happened. And that's a makom of tos and bechira. People make all these dimyonis of what's going to be that never was and never will be. That creates a perverted life view. They call today a perverted narrative of the world. That's what dimyon does if it's not mevukar, if it's not tempered, controlled by the seichel. Dimayon koach haseichel lachul al haguf. Eino choreg leolam migeder inyanei haguf. Dimyon, which is the koach haseichel, to be chal, to take effect on the guf, never veers from the inyanei haguf. Kol hatfisa shel hadimyon hu rak malchei hageshem. The whole perception of dimyon is only in the world of Gashmis. Haseichel, we see in the Ari, there's no room for Geshem. It only sees the etzim, the muhusadav, or not the chitzenius. Dimyon only gets the levush. A pesi, his chachma, isn't enough to be mafkia him from a matzav that the dimyon will be mishtalet on him. Dimyon will take rule over him. And therefore he's yamin l'chol dover. And that's why a person needs olma, or nachashay oroim. It says in the Sforno that he could give over things in such a way that the Dimyon will want to accept it. That's the cleverness of the Olam, that he's giving things over as they are. That's the Koach HaDimyoni, says the Sforno. HaMoivil Tumunas HaTanuga M'Koach HaMisave. It brings the pictures of pleasures to the power of desire. And it's very strong in man, this power of desire, more than animals. And by the woman, the dimyon overpowered the... So the person who's in olam in a positive way has orma, so the seichel can overpower the dimyon. And the nachash was fakert. He was able to give things over in such a way that the person's going to think that that what he's saying is really the way things are. In Mamari Chazal, it's Mefurish Lehedya, that Pulis and Nachash is a pitui. In other words, the dimyon, the imagination, should rule over Adam and Chava. And Nachash Hishiani Pitani. That's the Koach HaPitui. And that's the power of the Nachash. If the woman had been more Aroim, then she would have been able to see the Nachash as it was. But the Chivya Haya Chava Chocham, like the Targum Yonis says, he was smart enough to be Mefati, the woman, and get her to show it in a certain Levush. The levush that he wanted to show it in, that the sinning would be a great idea. Somebody who doesn't have chachm at all, and all his tfisa is only al yidei dimyon, so his pitui is begeder ones, because he has no kloach shlita on the dimyon, and therefore pitui ktana ones, because the person is a ktana, her pitui is an ones because she has no shlita. So that's stage one of our journey. Obviously, I have a ton more to talk about. So God should just give us the strength. And this was Nifla V'Yoser. I wish B'Zechut to continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.